You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. On this Tuesday, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner takes us back to 1918 and examines the flu pandemic that swept the world, leaving millions dead.
No one listening to this can doubt that this is a very bad flu season. The Centers for Disease Control estimates that it is the worst in 10 years, and it has not reached its peak. There are three main strains, and it is possible to get the flu multiple times this year. The last great pandemic of flu was in 1976. A flu vaccine was created by the federal government that did more harm than good. Many people developed Guillain-Barré syndrome. Because of the fear that the shot might be worse than the flu, many people did not get those shots. This was the H1N1 swine flu epidemic. As bad as that flu season was, it was minor compared to the first outbreak of H1N1. The great influenza epidemic of 1918 spread to every continent except Antarctica. It lasted from January 1918 to December 1920. It infected 500 million people around the world, including people on remote Pacific islands and in the Arctic. It resulted in the deaths of 50 to 100 million, 3 to 5% of the world's population, making it one of the deadliest disasters in human history. In the first year of the pandemic, life expectancy in the United States dropped by about 12 years. Most influenza outbreaks disproportionately kill juvenile, elderly, or already weakened patients. In contrast, the 1918 pandemic predominantly killed previously healthy young adults. In 1918 to 1919, 99% of pandemic influenza deaths in the United States occurred in people under the age of 65, and nearly half in the young adults between 20 to 40 years old. This was exacerbated by World War I, which was still raging in Europe. To maintain morale, the warring governments minimized early reports of illness and mortality in Germany, the United Kingdom, France, and the United States. Newspapers were free to report the epidemic's effects in neutral Spain, creating a false impression of Spain's especially hard hit, thereby giving rise to the pandemic's nickname, the Spanish Flu. The first confirmed outbreak in the United States occurred at Camp Funston, Fort Riley, Kansas, an American Army post that at that time was training American troops during World War I. The first recorded victim was a mess cook, Private Albert Mitchell. He was diagnosed with a new strain of flu on March 11, 1918. Historians and authors have pegged Haskell County, Kansas as the point of origin, although in late 1917, the first wave of the flu was noticed in at least 14 U.S. Army camps. When an infected person sneezes or coughs, more than 500,000 virus particles can be spread to those close by. The close quarters and massive troop movements of World War I hastened the pandemic, and probably both increased transmission and augmented mutation. The war may also have increased the lethality. Some researchers speculate that the soldiers' immune systems were weakened by malnourishment, as well as the stresses of combat and chemical attacks, increasing their susceptibility. The death ratio of those who contracted the flu approached 20%. Current estimates say that 50 to 100 million people worldwide were killed. This pandemic has been described as the greatest medical holocaust in history and may have killed more people than the Black Death in the 1300s. It is said that the flu killed more people in 24 weeks than AIDS killed in 24 years, and more in 1 year than the Black Death killed in an entire century. As bad as the current flu epidemic is, remember that it could be much, much worse. History matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas Magazine.